things that were once important seem very different now. And to not adjust your fitness goals around that is an exercise in futility, because you're just banging your head against the wall. You're trying to act as if something isn't happening when it is, and just being like, I'm going to hang my bathing suit up on the fridge and be like, girl, you don't need that. Like, I just want to really, really open up the idea that goals may need to shift and change and be adjustable and morph right now, because to ignore that this environment is what it is just not honoring yourself and how much you are possibly dealing with right now. The big question is this. In a world of fake Instagram models and fad diets, how do real people achieve their fitness goals? We are an army of hardworking women changing their lives through fitness and health. Wherever you are at on your journey, we have the answers to how to make working out and eating well a part of your life. Join us in changing the dialogue for women everywhere. Welcome to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast.
Well, hello, and welcome back to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. I'm Kelsey.
Well, aren't you chipper?
I've turned on, this is actually something I've noticed about myself. When something is lacking, I turn it on double time.
The something in this scenario, is that supposed to be me? Yes. Am I the something here? I'm lacking?
No, your chipperness today is a little bit lacking, so I doubled down for us.
Great job.
Extra chipper. You're welcome, darling.
Thank you so much.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. I'm real excited about today's episode, even though my lack of chipperness is not coming through to you. But what I want to start with is, I was thinking of this last night. I woke up out of a dead sleep thinking of this.
John Mayer?
Not John Mayer this time. I know, that's usually my typical, like, what's this? John Mayer. But no, I woke up out of dead sleep and I was like, you know what I would really like to do with Kelsey? I would really like to play the quarantine Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, quarantine Would You Rather, get a spray tan or get your nails done?
Ooh, let's go. Right now, I'd probably choose, it's a hard one. I'm going to choose nails.
What?
I know.
I did not think you were going to choose nails.
Unexpected.
You've been doing such a good job by your, like, with your, I don't know, I've been very impressed with your nails every time I've seen them.
Well, thank you. I'm currently pretty impressed, but I started pulling at the cuticles today.
Here we go.
Yeah. And yesterday I was hook gripping and I was feeling like my thumbnail was too long. And then I was like, I'm going to bite this off.
Your people don't make those kind of mistakes. Exactly. That's all I know. Would you rather?
Wait, what's yours? You think you're going to come out unscathed?
No, I just thought I'm the question asker. I'm not.
You have to answer too.
Would you rather get a massage or a chiropractic adjustment right now?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to go with a massage right now. I feel it. I've been like, honestly, funny you ask this. I woke up this morning and I sat on the floor and I was like, if someone could just come in and massage me right now. Sometimes I just like walk out of the bedroom and just like shout the things that I want in hopes that they'll just come.
That is some kind of life you live in.
Which one would you rather have right now? You'd get to answer the first one, nails or tan. Go.
I'm going to go tan on that one, because it is a sight every time you wake up in springtime in New England and you get a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and the pasty white disgustingness staring back at you is like, whoa, whoa. There's a stranger in my house. And they look very sick. So I'm going to go tan and then I'm going to go chiropractic adjustment all day. I'm not trying to be disagreeable, just all, like the opposite of your answers, but I could really use like a good crack. Like I just need, like I want to hear like an earth shattering like crack. I feel like that would just like make a big difference for me right now in my day. All right, ready? Would you rather slow shop? Now, you know what I mean by slow shop. No one's waiting for you. There is no rush whatsoever. There is no chance of contracting a deadly virus. Slow shop, the grocery store or Target?
Target all day. I hate the grocery store. I've been having dreams about Target. I'm like, I wonder if they have any more. You know that girl from HGTV? And her husband's Chuck. I can't remember.
No, it's Chip. Chip and Joanna.
Chip and Joanna. I'm like, I wonder if she
I know, the Magnolia new... Home Collection.
Yes!
Oh, I'm like, oh my, that shit.
Definitely has shit. Some new pillows out there just waiting for me. New candle homes. Oh, yeah. Gosh. I know, but I want to really peruse through and just see them and touch them and not, you know, not just see them online. So definitely Target.
Okay,
you?
Last one. Oh. Yeah, Target all day.
Oh, yeah.
Target all day. I mean, some people really like the like slow shopping, the grocery store. Be like, what's this, a new fruit? I like to get in and out of it. I quarantine grocery shop in my regular life.
Me too.
Like, I just got to get in. I just got to get out of here. I like to wear gloves.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
The grocery store is always too cold for me too.
So. Way too cold.
Yeah.
Not something. Even just like in the freezer section, like in all the sections.
Everywhere. Like,
why is it so cold in here? And yeah. Then last one. Would you rather go to the gym or go to a restaurant?
Oh, man. All right. I'm going to have to go with, I know I'm so stereotypical right now, but I think the gym right now. Only because I've been goddamn Chef Gordon Ramsay. Is that his name? Gordon.
Chip and Joanna Gordon Ramsay. You've been watching a lot of TV?
I haven't turned the TV on in 3 days. But Gordon Ramsay's been happening in my kitchen. Like I've been doing it. I've been like egg rolling a bowl yesterday. What happened was, okay, I typically don't plan out my meals, but with this, like, you can barely go to the grocery store kind of a thing, I started writing, like, okay, so we'll start on Taco Tuesday and work our way around.
I don't know one day what I want, and it's everything has to work around Taco Tuesday. If you don't work around Taco Tuesday, I'm eliminating you from the week.
Right, you just like you're okay, correct. That's my staple, and then we'll fill in the blanks around it, like the day after Taco Tuesday.
I don't even know what day that is. I just call it the day after. It's a sad, sad day.
But I've made some like bomb ass guacamole and some stuff, and I was trying to say like, although I miss going to a restaurant right now, my food has been pretty delicious.
So you're going gym?
Yeah, I miss the rower.
What an odd. This is the kind of shit where you're like, I just didn't know I was missing this thing. And normally it's not even my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. But I could use to get on a rower right now.
Good for just, you. Yeah. No, I need to go to a restaurant because, first of all, someone else needs to cook for me because I'm going to go insane.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else doesn't cook for me soon. I have not. I mean, we haven't gotten takeout in a month, which is like a world record. So I need someone else to cook for me, but more so than I need someone else to cook for me and just like I have the food show up at the table, I need like a cocktail that's like made by someone else that knows what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
And I need to like look at a list of like funny sounding cocktails like sunrise margarita. And like I just need to look at that list and be like, one of everything.
One of it. That's true. You can't duplicate the delicious margaritas.
No, because yeah. You know what? It's like some of these, like, not that I'm like a heavy drinker, but like I've been trying to, like you, like I'm going to taco Tuesday. Like I'm trying to like make it like a fun thing at home. And I was like, oh, maybe it would be fun if we had like a fun signature drink to like, I don't know. So it feels kind of like we're on a date night or something. And I'm like looking, and these bartenders are out there and they're like, you know what? I've got this great drink recipe. You can make it home with just what you've got in your like bar. And I'm like, okay, I'm in. And then there's like elderberry flower, grenadine, your firstborn son's toenail. Like, I'm like, what is, I don't have these things on hand. Like I have like some shitty vodka and like a lot of rosé. And I'm like trying to make, and you're telling me I don't have these things. So that's what I.
It's like. Weird how they say that, right? I've looked at a couple of those too. I'm like, oh, I don't have those things. You know, I needed preparation.
Do normal people? I wonder if we're just the ones that are. You know, do normal people have like elderberry flower and like at on hand at all times? I don't know. Maybe I just need to step up my life game a little. But I haven't had a good cocktail, like with like a nice appetizer and just like an atmosphere. That's what I would like to do right now.
The atmosphere. I'd like someone to do my dishes.
Oh my god. That's true. Take these away. I'm gonna go to the restaurant and be like the queen of Egypt. Like now take it away. This is gonna be like the most luxurious feeling ever.
Yeah, well, just little things, you know.
Take me to my table.
I will sit here and I will not make any of this.
Oh, it's kind of luxurious. Well, it's good to think about all the things you can't do. No, just kidding. It's good to reflect and have – and, you know, all those things. I always say, like, all those things are going to feel so much more awesome. As if shopping at Target, slow shopping at Target, wasn't already great enough, can you imagine if it actually feels better?
I know. Whew. The thing you didn't think could get better.
Something I'm looking forward to. So today's episode is about the power of movement. And we know this. We talk about this frequently. I think, really always are appreciating the power that movement can bring to your life. But I think that the typical view that we are always sort of looking at when we look at movement is we're looking at it from the perspective of, you know, getting an amazing level of fitness, strength building, and having this incredible feeling of racing the clock and accomplishment. And, you know, I'm so strong, I can do these amazing things that I never thought I could do. And that is a really, really important part of the movement that we promote when we, you know, are programming TTSL and our weekly workouts in the group. That is definitely the feeling that you're leaving that movement with. However, one thing that I've realized in quarantine is that's just not the only type of movement I need right now.
100%. And I think honestly, I think that looking at fitness in a different perspective of associating what we're about to do with the feeling we're going to get is a new perspective towards movement. So like when we think, okay, I'm going to work my muscles and they are going to get strong. Sometimes we separate ourselves from like our muscles. So it's like our muscles are going to get really strong. But the difference there is when you're working out, like when you're lifting weights, for example, and your body's message to your brain isn't saying my quads are getting really strong. So say you're doing like a quad dominant exercise and your brain isn't thinking my quads are getting really strong. My biceps are getting really strong. The message to your brain is I am getting really strong. We are lifting something heavy. I am strong. These are the messages that you're getting back to yourself. So when we think about different types of fitness, you kind of have to be self-aware and thinking like, what is a message that I want to get today? Or what is something that I'm in need, I'm in search of? What's the feeling that I'm in search of today? And it's not always strength or the sense of accomplishment even, or, you know, I did this really hard thing and I overcame it. It's not always that, although those are great feelings. Sometimes you're in search of calmness, of just inside, like happiness and joy and openness, receptive, like openness, which you get from other types of fitness or other practices that we're doing with our body. So it's something we kind of wanted to bring to light today a little bit. When you're thinking about, I'm looking for a sense of calmness within me. Like if you're going around and your shoulders are getting a little bit higher, closer towards your like ears, and you really need to bring them back down and you need to take a deep breath without it hitting the top of your throat because you just have worked up so much anxiety. Maybe meditation is your movement today. And we don't often think of meditation as a movement because it's not physically moving, right? But we're going within our bodies and searching for a feeling of serenity and calmness and just getting that deep breath back and coming back into our bodies instead of kind of separating that and being outside of our bodies.
I think that it's really important to, and it's been really important to me with this episode to just sort of open the lines of communication between your mind and your body and just let those speak to each other. I have found this out within like the last week or so because I was really struggling with why am I not in the mood to do really hard workouts. This is the fitness that I love. I love timed workouts. I love difficult workouts. I love pushing myself like to the edge. And like instead of, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get up for that. I couldn't figure out why I wasn't feeling better after that. And I also was just starting to be like, you know what? I don't want to do this, so I'm going to do nothing at all. And I think that this has really opened my eyes to, because I am so like one track minded when it comes to what I believe is the most effective way to fitness. I'm like, I know it. I have the formula. I know what makes effective fitness. And the thing that has been really eye opening to me is the fact that like right now, my fitness is meaning so much more than like how strong my muscles are. So I think that that's really the main goal with this podcast is just to open up your scope and your perspective a little bit and say like, this is the traditional definition of fitness for me. This is what it always has been in the past. But is that really applicable to right now in my life?
So something that brings, like, just as you say that, something that brings to, like, the top of my mind for me is, like, okay, so typically you're looking for your workout to feel strong, right? And is it possible that you're having to, like, call on that strength during the day so many times that by the time you get to your workout, that's not the thing that you need more of? You're like, I've called upon this strength so much today that right now I need to breathe and I need to calm down a little bit. And like on a typical day when we're going through our routine, when we're doing other stuff, we say like, I want to feel strong. Okay, this is the thing I'm going to go do. Or I'm going to go do this hard thing. But sometimes when you're doing hard things throughout the day that are just like would have been at a normal level, it's at an escalated level, that by the time you get to your workout, you need something different. You need to practice a little bit something different. And maybe it's like I've been doing much more yoga than I typically do. And the idea behind that started with, I want to increase mobility in my shoulders. So I was like, every time during times of stress, I come up with a new goal that I've decided is going to be a focus that I'm going to say like, okay, I'm going to focus on this thing. It's going to get better by the end. And I can kind of like divert my attention to this thing. So I started doing a little bit more yoga. And then I realized what I was feeling from doing some more yoga with that like light and openness and being more receptive to maybe other people's feelings around me, or more receptive to what I needed at that time, or more receptive to calm and quiet, which I usually avoid.
Like the plague?
Yeah. Avoiding calm and quiet is my specialty. But I've felt like I've avoided it a little bit less and let things sit a little bit more because I've practiced them a little bit more during yoga. Now, I'm not I'm not saying I'm good at those things at all, but it's something new that I'm practicing and searching for when it comes to a feeling. And I just think that that can, we've talked about a lot of times, like, you know, setting different goals that aren't aesthetics or aren't focused on, especially right now, like, I come out of quarantine, my beach body better be ready. I don't know why I said that in a man voice.
All the men right now are like, my beach body needs to be ready out of quarantine.
I have no idea why that went to man voice, because no men are saying that.
None. Not at all.
But we put these pressures on ourselves. And when we're not meeting those expectations, it's met with shame. So I'm not getting my beach body I'm not getting my beach body ready right now. I am so lazy. I'm shameful. I am all of these other things. Instead of giving yourself a little bit of grace and not looking for so many expectations from your workout, except to meet the needs and feelings that you need right now and to fulfill that.
I think that that's everything that I'm trying to hit on the head and that we wanted to hit on the head with this podcast is today. It's so different than any other time that any of us have been through, and to treat it as if it's any other spring and we need to just work on those abs so we can be in a bathing suit and like those like typical things, as we said, like things that were once important seem very different now. And to not adjust your fitness goals around that is an exercise in futility, because you're just banging your head against the wall. You're trying to act as if something isn't happening when it is, and just being like, I'm going to hang my bathing suit up on the fridge and be like, girl, you don't need that. Like, I just want to really, really open up the idea that goals may need to shift and change and be adjustable and morph right now, because to ignore that this environment is what it is just not honoring yourself and how much you are possibly dealing with right now. And so, and that is like for anyone. I don't want to say like that people, I hate when people minimize their own stress. Like, well, at least I'm not a nurse, or I don't know anybody who has died, or so why am I so stressed? I don't deserve to be so stressed. Like, no. Like, if you just like the simple act of like not going to work and interacting with your coworkers, or not being able to escape your children for 4 weeks in a row for even an hour. Like, these are things that are affecting your mental health, and you can call them first world problems if you want to, but like not addressing that and saying this is like a factor in my life right now is just, I feel like it's unfair. And so if you're sort of looking at your fitness, like I know this is gotta be, I've thought about you on this for like like multiple levels. You come back, you compete in fitness as a lifestyle. It's a job for you. You are competing in fitness as your job. So when you came back from Wodapalooza and you have all of these goals that you're setting for next year and how to compete and how to, you know, stand on the podium and whatever, and it's like this rolls in, I know that you have possibly had to like turn around and say like, okay, so I'm used to competing in the sport of fitness, but right now I don't even have like a squat rack. So like where am I at right now? And what do I need to, like, I can't bring the level of intensity that I normally bring. And therefore my fitness is like, let's air bunnies quote, is suffering, right? Like, you're not as fit as you would normally be at this time in another year, in another century, in another alternate universe. Mm-hmm. However, to say that that's some kind of failure on your end, or that like tomorrow you're going to wake up and it's going to be different. You're going to like, these are the things that I just want people to sort of put in perspective. And I think, I just want to say, I'm really proud of you. I think you've really taken this in stride, and I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to in the beginning. I'm going to be honest, because this, it's such a huge part of your life. I just didn't know if this was just going to be like, okay, they've taken away my favorite thing. Like I don't even know how to get up in the morning. But I just feel like you've done a really good job at taking this in stride and readjusting your goals. And I know that if you can do it because of the level of importance that fitness has in your life and high intensity fitness, like the fittest on the planet kind of fitness, if you can take that and dial it down and say, you know what, not right now, then I just know that everyone else can also take a page from that and say, like, maybe not right now. Maybe that's not what I need right this minute to, like, shame myself with a bathing suit, like, hanging on the fridge and shit. Or wondering why I can't bring it in these high-intensity workouts and, like, being upset with it and skipping the next day instead. I just really think if we could, for a minute, talk about the movement reflecting your current desires, I think that that could really make a big difference for a lot of people.
Yeah, I love that you brought up too of not judging each of your experiences with like, well, I shouldn't be that stressed because I don't have these other things happening. And like, that rings with me because I'm like, okay, you shouldn't be that. So if you ever start a sentence to yourself like that, you shouldn't be this thing. Just pause. Hit the pause button because you're not being true and honest and honoring yourself with the way that you're actually feeling because you're starting it out with a judgment, which we don't want to start anything. We don't start our conversations with people we love that way. So we don't want to start conversations with ourselves with a judgment. You shouldn't be feeling this way because you don't have it as bad as other people, or you don't have blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I dropped you.
You dropped me. I'm down.
So I love that you just like brought that to light because I think a lot of people need to hear that right now. I think a lot of people need to hear like you, it's okay to feel the way that you're feeling and honor it and notice it. And then, and just like sit there for a minute in that feeling, like sit there and say like, I am feeling this way. I am feeling stressed because the first couple of weeks of added when I thought I was sick, I was like super judgmental. I'm like, you are not allowed to feel stressed. You are not allowed to feel upset about this thing. There are so many other things going on. You're not allowed to feel that way. And it gave me a heavy feeling in my chest because I wasn't allowed to feel any type of way then. So all of the feelings that were happening, none of them were allowed. None of them were acceptable by Kelsey's standards. And then the next thing is just like, yeah, thinking about that movement and that movement that you need today and feeling good and accomplished with that and not missing this moment that we're all in. So that's the other thing. When you pretend like something's not happening, but it happens anyway, you run the risk of missing it. And this is something that I've thought about a lot because I have a lifetime of fitness that I'm going to continue doing. Everyone can go back to your prime years, whatever. But you have a lifetime of fitness. And this isn't a very important moment that we're all in together. And if you miss it trying to pretend like none of this is happening and that you're just going to continue with everything that you had before this, like nothing has happened, you're going to miss the important work and growth that could happen during this time as a human, not just in the fitness perspective. Just as a human, there's some growth that could happen. And I personally don't want to miss it because I want to be the best person, the best partner, the best sister, the best auntie that I could possibly be. And taking some time to reflect on what that looks like for me is a really important thing. And I think that we could all do that right now.
Slow clap, sister. Slow clap. Love. I just love that. And just want to end with some possible suggestions and some ways to sort of put this into practice is when you are like assessing yourself or sort of saying, okay, I'm going to open this connection now to my mind and body. I'm going to say like, okay, I want to use my fitness today and my movement today to honor what my brain is telling me that it needs. Okay, so I'm not just working against my brain and saying, shut up, I know you're tired, I don't care, we're doing this high intensity workout for time. Shut up, I know you're stressed, I'm going to lift heavy anyways. Listen, sometimes that's the best medicine and sometimes it isn't.
And only you know that though. You're the only person. So we're giving you this advice right now, but like you're the only person from a day-to-day basis that knows what is the truth for that day. Like what is it that you need? And the only way you're actually going to be able to like fully check in with yourself and figure out what you need is if you stop and trust what you're really feeling.
Yeah. And you answer to no one. You answer to no one. So whether or not my perspective is that that's the kind of fitness that you need. You don't answer to me. You don't answer to your husband. You don't answer to anybody. Only you knows. I'll tell you an example for me. We've talked about this in the past, is that I have started for the first time counting walking as my exercise and movement for the day. And in the past, I have been a little bit narrow-minded in the fact of walking is a basic function. I do not consider it fitness. It's just something that our bodies do and we just go from place to place. I don't consider that to be fitness necessarily. However, what I've come to understand right now is that under these conditions, that some days is the move, exactly the movement my body needs, no more, no less. Mm-hmm. And I am starting now to say, you know what? Some days I wake up and I do a workout in the morning, and some days I wake up and I just go for a walk. And I'm counting that today as my movement because it gave me just exactly what I needed for this day. I know you've been saying that about using yoga too. You've been starting to say like, okay, in the past, I don't think you've considered yoga to be a workout. That would be supplementary to your workout. But some days now, it's all that you're doing because you've checked in with yourself and you've said, what do we need today? We do not need a high intensity workout. That is going to do nothing but stress me out more. So that's not what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Using like the walking, I've really implementing this and realizing that from before when I was going, either I'm doing high intensity, difficult workout, or I'm doing nothing. And if I do nothing, then I know I feel like shit the rest of the day because I've gotten no movement in. That was so not working for me. Not only was there a whole bunch of shame associated with the fact that I couldn't get myself up for this difficult workout, but then there was this whole like anxiety of, will I be able to tomorrow? What if I can't? Then I'll miss 2 days. What if I can't again? Then I'll miss 3 days. Now I haven't worked out in a week. Like what is happening to me? Like all my goals are going down the trash can. This has allowed me using the walks and being able to accept that as my movement for the day has allowed me actually to get in more workouts because it's allowed me to be kinder to myself and say like, yeah, I moved today. I'm feeling good about it. That's all right. Am I expanding my fitness tremendously? No. Am I getting better at my push-ups? No. And I don't care. I don't care right now because when I woke up today, what I needed was a walk and I'm honoring that.
Mm-hmm. And then you honored what you needed for the day and therefore you go about your day in a better space. And like, what is going to get you in a better space to be able to do your workout tomorrow or to be able to interact with people in a positive way is being able to honor what you actually need, not just like shaming it and throwing it to the side and being like, well, that's not the thing that I need because that's not acceptable by my standards. Like, this is what it is today. So I encourage each and every one of you to sink a little bit in yourself, to think about something within yourself that maybe you need at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, whatever it is. Sometimes in the middle of the day, I'm like,
real talk.
I'm like feeling super irritated and I'm feeling this thing and it's just like, it's boiling, like a storm is coming through. And I'm like, what is that? What is it? What's that feeling? What do I need right now? And like that has been something, just asking that to myself has been really, really helpful. What is it, Kelsey? What do you need right now? Do you need to go outside? Do you need to get a drink of water? Number one, you need to get up because you've just been working and being on your computer and just like for too long. You need to get up and ask yourself, what is it that you need? Do you need a 10-minute break to meditate? Do you need to stretch? Do you need to go for a walk outside? And then just act upon that, honor it. But we have to start first with asking ourselves and only asking ourselves. You don't go around, hey, Rachel, what do you think I need today? You ask no one else. You don't ask Google. You only ask you, what do I need today? And how am I feeling? And what is the movement? What is the practice that's going to meet that need?
I just think that the overall message is that movement is so, so powerful. It can give this broad range of emotions. It can provide so many different outlets and feelings for us, but it's not one-dimensional. It doesn't just provide strength and ability to overcome and the ability to feel so badass. That's one facet. And this is honestly something that I have only learned just now. I'm 35 years old. I've been fitnessing my whole entire life. I have been immersed in this culture, and I'm only learning now that that is a small facet of what movement can give. There are so many dimensions, and I'm actually excited to see more of them. Because you know what? In that hustle and bustle of like, I only am seeing this like sort of high intensity, I haven't made time for some of the other arenas in movement. And wow, they're really super enjoyable. I looked up a mobility flow the other day and I was like, this is so enjoyable. It's been a hot minute since I looked up new mobility things to do. I mean, I'm always looking up new exercises to push myself to the brink, right? Of like, oh my God, I'm gonna like, my muscles are burning so much, I'm completely out of gas. But I haven't looked up a mobility flow in a long time. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked up new places to like how to do like the yoga balls and how to like do my foam roller effectively. Like these are things that I haven't gone for a walk in a really long time because, you know, I got to get my workout in. And so I just think that really opening your mind to all these different kinds of fitness and saying to yourself, we've said throughout this whole thing, give yourself some grace, but I want that to apply though to your fitness too. Give your fitness some grace. This may not be the time when you're going to be your fittest self. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That is so okay. And we have, like you said, we have a lifetime of fitness. This is going to be a small blip on the radar. And don't miss what's happening here. Don't miss this experience just trying to fight it away with high intensity workouts and pushing yourself to the point where you're like, okay, now it's not even enjoyable for me.
Because right. You're going to need it. You're going to need this experience. I know, like, if there's anything this life has taught me, that like hard things that I've been in, I've needed them. Like, and you don't want to miss it in the moment. You don't want to miss that, those experiences, because you're going to need it after this. You're going to need to remember how you checked in with yourself and apply that to your life, because it's going to help you with balance. It's going to help you remember that when your hips are feeling tight, you have a mobility flow and you need to go back to those. You're going to remember these things that you've learned. So don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Get out there, broaden your scope, think about some new ways to move, and don't ever, ever downplay how powerful movement in all forms can be for your mental health, because it makes all the difference.
Yeah. We love you guys. Have an amazing rest of your day today. Thank you so much for listening to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. If you'd like to join our movement, head over to the Facebook group and take part in our free weekly workouts for a chance to win some badass gear. Search Fitness Programming by CVG on Facebook. We're in there every day. It's a perfect place to get in touch with us. This podcast is made possible by Constantly Varied Gear, so be sure to check out constantlyvariedgear.com. See you next week. Crush your goals.